President Donald Trump's picks for the Supreme Court have many people questioning the future of abortion in the United States. It's an issue that's often talked about in terms of politics, but Illinois Newsroom's Madeline Beck found technology also plays a growing role in access to abortion for both sides of the debate.
This story is not about the ethics of abortion. Instead, it's about how technology will influence people's access and decisions. Some of that technology is already out there, like in Planned Parenthood's Iowa City Clinic.
Come on in.
It looks more like a small office than a space for patients. There are tables, chairs, a laptop, a cash register. The room is for telemedicine abortions. That's where women talk with a physician over a computer screen. The physician reviews patient health information, they talk, and if all parties want to move forward, the doctor remotely unlocks the cash register that has one person's abortion medication.
This is just that modified cash drawer technology. These are normal cash drawers.
That's Rachel Goss from Planned Parenthood of the Heartland. She says her organization pioneered a version of this technology 10 years ago. It gives women access to abortion in areas where physicians are sparse, but 19 states have banned the technology. If other states ban abortion in the future, and more women head to Iowa clinics with telemedicine, Goss says,
I do think it would actually help us meet the need and demand.
And either side of that discussion, for abortion rights or against, will be using this technology and many others to change the abortion debate, to bring it to a large online stage.
We are able to use those same technologies for pro-life reasons.
That's Mary-Kate Knorr, director of Illinois Right to Life. She says clinics that perform abortions may use technology in one way, but her organization uses social media and live streaming video
to reach those same women, to talk to them about their other options, to talk to them about adoption, to talk to them about the various resources that we are able to provide.
And Knorr says new ultrasound technology and detailed images inside the womb help their mission too.
Ultrasounds allow women to actually see something that they couldn't see before.
At Planned Parenthood, Goss says seeing the ultrasounds have convinced some women to change their mind about abortion, but not a large percentage. Ultrasounds may influence people's decisions in another way, though.
It's incredible what we're able to see now versus, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
That's Dr. Andrew Satin. He's director of gynecology and obstetrics at Johns Hopkins Medicine. He sees how technology could affect women's decisions around abortion in another way. Doctors can now see, diagnose, and sometimes cure health issues in the womb that they couldn't have a few decades ago. That's using better imaging like ultrasounds, tiny instruments, and genetics.
I think those are all tremendous technologic advances that will allow us to diagnose things, to be able to counsel patients accurately, and hopefully to treat more things, but also to inform them when we can't treat more things so they can make informed decisions.
These technologies may not change people's beliefs about abortion. Groups supporting and opposed to abortion rights may embrace any technology to match their own viewpoints. But these things will play into individual decisions. And there are plenty of other technologies to factor in too, like contraception apps to prevent pregnancy. And a ways down the road, possibly drones that could deliver abortion medication to women's homes. Activists have already used them that way in other countries. Goss, with Planned Parenthood, says people within the organization have to comply with state and national law, but they still want to keep expanding access with technology.
It's just, how can we do that, continue to remain compliant, continue to, you know, serve our patients as well as we can.
But for her clinic and for the anti-abortion movement, the real technology that's affecting abortion now is the internet. It's something that wasn't around when this became a big political fight in the 70s. If abortion access changes, women can go online, ask questions, and find answers to whatever they might be looking for. I'm Madeline Beck, Illinois Newsroom.